All hail. Bow down to the, bow down to the king. Bow down.
Welcome to
the,
WWE News. I'm your host, as usual, the Masterful Joe Stereo, and we are 17 days away from the Showcase of the Immortals, and both shows are setting up matches, and I give my take on WrestleMania. But first, Raw, SmackDown, and many more, all this here on Lancer Radio Network. Did you know that Pasadena City College offers college classes for free? To find out more information about PCC's non-credit division and a schedule of free PCC classes, call 626-585-3000. What can I say about Raw? It was the last show at the Joe, yes, at the Joe Louis Arena, because that arena is going to be closed off. And it's gonna, and Raw, the next time it will come to Detroit, it will be at Little Caesars Arena. Pizza, pizza. Yep, we all know the classic pizza, pizza thing. Yeah, funny thing about that, going off topic here. My brother kept saying, no, the Little Caesar guy says a pizza, pizza. No, the guy, no, if you listen to it correctly, and Family Guy clarified this, Peter Griffin even said it, Peter Griffin even said, because the Little Caesar guy says my favorite word twice every time he pops up. So, boom, little bro, I owned you on that one with pizza, pizza. Anyway, I do not have any clips today from Raw or SmackDown because I'd rather have a visual aid or speaking aid to say to show you to speak on it. Anyway, yeah, Raw was pretty good. Of course, here's the thing that I have noticed between after Fastlane, Chicago, Detroit, next week is Brooklyn, then the last week before WrestleMania, Philadelphia. What these places have in common? They all hate Roman Reigns. Literally, they hate my top favorite wrestler because, well, Detroit has not been a good place. Chicago has always been anti-face because ever since CM Punk left, those CM Punk fans still keep coming and coming until nobody, until he either comes back or doesn't come back. And to be honest, it has got a lot of people mad lately because they're tired of hearing the chants. Look, we all know why he left. We get it, but please leave it alone. Anyway, so... Raw opens up with, that's the problem. I don't remember how Raw opened up, actually. Wait a minute. It's coming to my head. Wait a minute. Oh, God. I completely forgot how Raw opened up. This is why I should put notes down and everything. But I will say this. There were a couple things here between Raw and everything. And, oh no, now I know why Raw is open. I'm kidding, because it has a certain person who I don't like, and his name is Brock Lesnar. Every time I have to announce that guy's name for the first time of the show, it always has to go like Paul Heyman's side, but no, this is basically my hatred of Paul Heyman. Maybe I should have had a clip for this, but you know what? I think it's better if I explain. So basically, Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar come out. Brock, as usual, doesn't speak. He normally smiles, and I think he reacts to people when they cuss him out or something. But you know what? Paul Heyman cut a really good promo. He did a very good job. And basically, he's saying that once down goes Goldberg was the thing he possibly started trending at the end of the night. And, of course, Goldberg's not coming back next week. We all know he's coming back in Philly, where the union was first initialized. Even though that was in Philadelphia, but now the State of the Union is actually in Washington, D.C. Yep. Okay. After that, there was a lot of good matches. I didn't even bother watching the cruiserweight match between Brian Kendrick and Brian Kendrick and Tony Nese versus TJ Perkins and Akira Tozawa. This was, how do I put this? Bad. Well, not bad as in the last week where, we kind of did have an episode last week, but just like what happened with CM Punk, he's no longer mentioned and we can't mention that episode at the moment. So, but yeah, everything about Fastlane I spoke about, that's why I'm not talking about Fastlane this time around. I think that ship has sailed a while ago, like a certain match which people need to stop begging to have. Anyway, so I muted this one, and this is the first time I muted something from the WWE. Literally, I muted the match, and normally I don't disrespect matches, but I think I just got to a point. I seen these two fight last week. I rather, unless there's a new speculation involved, then I will watch it. I didn't do that to the rest of the card, though. Trust me, I felt bad doing that. You should never mute matches, because it turned out it didn't end the way it did last week. Tony Nese ended up winning, accidentally exposing part of TJ Perkins. He grabbed TJ Perkins' pants, and yeah, the moon was showing. Yeah, this is a PG show, not a TV-14 show. Anyway, that's not my point. Then we had Sasha versus Dana Brooke. Now I regret not putting a video clip here, but you know what? Maybe a certain guest I will bring in a couple 2 weeks. Maybe we'll go over this if this is the right move. But Sasha Banks slowly turning heel, wraps up the tights this time on Dana. But thank God Sasha has some decency and basically did not pull up the pants of Dana. Otherwise, a lot of teenage boys will be hard that night. Yep, sorry, had to ruin that memory in your brain, but that's what happens with logic. Oh my God, I knocked down, breaking character right now. I just knocked down this, Michael, I just knocked down this thing, and I didn't even know it. Yeah, I just knocked, sorry for the echo, but oh my God, but that's basically what happens when you lose interest. I am so sorry. This is supposed to be a PG-tolerated show on the network. Adding up. So, yeah, Dana Brooke loses. Charlotte ends up calling her out saying, "You are a disgrace. I don't want you anymore." And basically, Dana Brooke is just not understanding what's going on until she realizes, oh, my God, I'm getting fired. And, of course, Dana Brooke does whatever normal person does when they get fired or quit a faction. They throw a temper tantrum, but this time this temper tantrum was worth it. Dana Brooke literally lashed out on Charlotte. Literally, it was like two blonde. Oh my God, it's Blondzilla versus Mini Blondzilla right here. They're fighting. Hey, Blondzilla. Yes. Blondzilla, yes. Yes, but oh my God, it's just perfect. I was going nuts on TV, on the TV. And no, Charlotte deserved every punch, she even got thrown to the barricade, I think, at one point. Oh my God, but the question is, what happens here with Dana Brooke? Will she be inserted into the WWE main event? Not main event, the women's match, by the way, quick recap, Nia Jax versus Bayley, was bad. That was bad. That ended in a DQ finish. She looks like Nia Jax may be inserted into the women's match at Raw's side. Gallus and Anderson, being the stupid, bald-headed idiots that they are, you're in the cold this time, guys. You're not in California where the heat will get to your head. And basically, yeah, that's what basically happened. They interfere in the Cesaro and Sheamus and Enzo and Cass's match. They literally beat up everybody in that arena. And then McFoley ends up ends up, Mick Foley ends up making a triple threat match between the champions Gallows and Anderson and all those guys. Yeah, I'll explain more on the Raw, when we head to the WrestleMania card, actually. And to top it off before I top off this sec, Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal, this match was actually pretty good. And Roman, I think, marks the first time someone gets distracted and ends up winning a match. Well, once in a while that happens. And he calls out The Undertaker. Instead, he got the Mr. WrestleMania himself, Shawn Michaels. And Shawn Michaels is basically telling him, Roman, you can't let The Undertaker get into your head. I let that happen. I lost twice to him 2 years in a row. And basically, Roman said, with all due respect, The Undertaker retired you. And, of course, people were booing that because that was an insult. But then Roman topped it off with saying, and I will be the one that will retire him. And he leaves, and the crowd does not like that response. But, of course, Braun Strowman comes in to save that Detroit crowd. I really hate Detroit people this time around. Seriously, I hate certain people, even though I haven't been to the city. But meeting some people from Detroit, yeah, they're jerks. They're complete jerks. And Braun Strowman comes in, and Roman sells this bump, by the way. Oh, my God. It was devastating. And Braun Strowman basically said to Shawn Michaels, I would do it to you if I could, or I would, basically one of those. And that sets up a match next week. I don't know if that will be the main event between Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. I have a feeling it will be, but yeah. And I'll mention the Mick Foley thing for the WrestleMania card, what happened in that night. When we come back, oh my God, SmackDown, by God almighty, if JR was still around, my God, if he was still here, he would have, well, then again, the move to SmackDown was one of the worst things to ever happen to JR, poor JR. But SmackDown has allowed the following things that normally you would not get away with: arson, attempted murder, and desecrating remains. Yeah. And how is Raw not becoming the show that SmackDown is, which is kind of bad to say? Well, we'll find out when we come back here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Welcome back to WWE News here with the one and only Joe Sturio, which is myself. Not trying to be a narcissist as usual, unlike Shawn Michaels and a couple other people in the WWE who used to do that stuff. Anyway, SmackDown, like I said, going into commercial, this has allowed the following things, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not kidding, it allowed arson, attempted murder, desecrating remains. Yes, desecrating remains. Oh, my God. Are you nuts, man? Are you nuts? Are you... It's WWE. Calm down. Yeah, I shot myself in the face. And that's all here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Looking for a new career with an average salary of $7,000 a year? The Pasadena City College Dental Hygiene Program is now accepting applications. For more information, or for the Dental Hygiene Program brochure and applications, visit www.pasadena.edu. All completed applications should be returned to W204. For more information, call 626-585-3308. Okay, let's get into the following things that I'm saying it the first time because this is obviously true. And, oh, it's true. SmackDown was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and to be honest, this crowd was dead. Yep, this crowd was pretty much dead, and I could tell it from my other side of the TV. Yes, I could tell. Basically, it opens up with AJ Styles basically telling Daniel Bryan about where Samuel Mack is going to be, and basically he cuts a promo. And the promo, the promo is just saying, oh God, oh God, oh God. Well, not oh God, but basically he's saying how he felt cheated against and he blames Shane McMahon. So he'll go with for Shane McMahon in the parking lot. And we don't know what the heck happens until like an hour later with this stuff. So, the first match is Natalia and Becky Lynch. This match is actually pretty good. I thought it is leading up to the moments where you go like, are we really going to see this match happening? Are we going to see that match happening? What are we going to see? Well, basically, we saw what we saw. Almost spoiled it. So what happened was this match was a great technical match. I think people were more on Natalia's side than Becky's side. Well, no, there was no boos or cheers for one of them. I barely remember. This was so. This was at like 8 o'clock at night, and what basically happened was this. I don't watch Raw or SmackDown on DirecTV anymore. We switched our cable provider to, technically Charter Spectrum, which is, I think it used to be Time Warner Cable. Now it's Spectrum Now. It is on tape delay, basically. So, yeah, I'm basically watching a show that's 3 hours done, in a way. But let's get into this. Finally. So the end result of this match was Becky Lynch obviously doing the disarm her, one of the most suggestive moves, finishing moves in wrestling. Because if you don't want your innocence ruined, I'm basically going to tell you why this looks a little suggestive, despite it being a PG show. Becky Lynch uses this move where I think she also twists the arm of her. Opponent, and what happens is she pulls the arm between her legs and up. Okay, you know what? I'm not giving you any more details on that because go online and look at it for yourselves. Unless you are not a WWE fan, then you're gonna go, oh, geez, sweet Jesus. Anyway, at the end of the match, Carmella ends up kicking both Becky and Natalia, and so Carmella is the other woman that's going to be involved in the Becky Lynch versus every available woman on the roster. The only two women that are still in big question are Eva Marie and Naomi. I don't know if Naomi's going to make it back in time. If she can't, then it's unfortunate. She was supposed to go into WrestleMania as the champion in her hometown of Orlando. But sadly, that's not the case. But Daniel Bryan, we still don't know what type of match it's going to be. It still has not been debated, but I know it's going to be a ladder match. The very first women's ladder match in the history of WWE. But are they willing to pull the trigger at this point? Well, we'll get into the WrestleMania facts later. Anyway, the next thing that happened was Miz TV. Miz basically cuts a promo along with his wife on John Cena and Nikki Bella. Maurice basically telling everybody what basically happened, what was said in Total Divas Season 5. Basically, yeah, Maurice blames the Bella twins along with Maria Menounos. God, I forgot. Not Maria Menounos. Another girl. She's gonna come back into my head. But also Kelly Kelly's contract. This whole thing was just complete burns on Nikki Bella and John Cena. Mostly on Nikki Bella. Maurice basically ended with the B word to Nikki Bella. But then John Cena's music hits, and John Cena and Nikki Bella come to the ring. Miz and Maryse escape, and Nikki took the microphone away from John Cena and basically cut a hardcore promo on Maryse. And I swear to God, I think people are going to love what John Cena's going to do at the end of the match if they end up winning, if this is true. And I'm going to congratulate him if he does this, but we'll never know. We'll never know, to be honest with you. But basically, yeah, she's telling her, how about you two come in and fight me? But before that, she basically said that we weren't really best friends. You only came up with this story because you didn't get what you needed. And, you know, it's a 50-50 story. We don't know. It's drama. It's reality television. What do you expect? At least it's better than the stupid Kardashians. And no, I will not watch the episode where Kim Kardashian relives her horrific home apartment invasion thing, because I'm not a Kardashians person. I feel bad for the woman, but I don't know how bad it was. So, yeah, Miz and Maryse do not want to fight, but then Daniel Bryan comes out basically saying, the same line three times again, and basically saying, I want to really punch you in the face, but instead, you're going to have a mixed tag team match. It's going to be Miz, Maryse versus John Cena and Nikki Bella, and people went nuts in that arena in Pittsburgh. Randy Orton later comes out and talks about how what he did to Bray Wyatt, that this was all the plan to destroy the Wyatt family from within, and to get Bray Wyatt championship at WrestleMania. Bray Wyatt returns back to the foundation where his entire house was burned, along with the remains of Sister Abigail, and this is what he does, and I kid you not, this is not a PG thing. He rubs the ashes of Sister Abigail on himself and on his face and basically says, follow the buzzards or something like that. I don't remember what he said, basically. Yeah, it was creepy. It was horrifying. I went like, Dane. Yeah, basically Dane. Mickie James and Alexa Bliss had a match, and this came after the fallout that the two had last week. And to be honest, I'm glad Mickie James won. And I'm glad. Mickey James first, then Dana Brooke. Perfect. Face turns, other perfect. Back to AJ Styles. AJ Styles, he just straight up tries to murder Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon comes in. There's a whole beatdown, and AJ Styles throws Shane McMahon into a car window, and Shane McMahon is literally bleeding from the side of the head, and I'm like, oh my God. And AJ Styles gets fired later in the night, and then at the way end of the show, after the horrible tag team match between Alpha and Usos, Shane McMahon was about to head to the hospital until he decided to come to the ring, and this was the last 10 seconds of SmackDown before it had to go to Chris Lee Knows Best, and this is what Shane McMahon basically said. This is what he said. AJ Styles doesn't have an opponent at WrestleMania. He does now. And that was to a big pop, but unfortunately the pop could not be heard enough because the show ended right there. And ladies and gentlemen, we got the next match at the WrestleMania card. It's going to be AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon, but the question is, what type of match is it going to be? Is it going to be a street fight? Is it going to be a no holds barred, basically the same thing? Or what is it going to be? Is it going to be a steel cage, last man standing match, loser leaves town match? We don't know. That is why we love WWE with this stuff, man. They can't write a better script than this. And, well, basically they can, but, you know, I'm just basically saying what's from the bottom of my heart on this one. And, well, we are officially 16 days away from WrestleMania, or 17 days? I am not. I should know, because, I'm going to enjoy it. But speaking of enjoyment, when we come back, I will actually go over a few things, part of my childhood, what connects to wrestling, and why I do that. I may have mentioned it last season, but I kind of want to mention other things with it too, along with certain things that are going on, and certain shows I do listen to, and what YouTube sites I go. This is We come back here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Follow us on Twitter at Lancer Radio Net. It is a new world order here at Lancer Radio Network, but that's just me. And welcome back to WWE News. I'm your host, Joe Stereo, as usual. And today we'll be going over a few things. Today, I kind of want to talk about the certain shows I started listening to ever since I returned to wrestling. People I met, haven't met in a while, and a lot of people I did meet on my travels to certain places with WWE, and related to all of that. And that is all here on LancerRadioNetwork.org. Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed. Whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits, veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia Orange-Martin at 626-585-7226. Well, let's talk about me mostly, even though I'm not a narcissist like most people, including the following people in the background across the room. That will be Justin Brandy, who literally is a narcissist, and he completely is a narcissist. Justin, come on, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. Calm down. You're still a narcissist, though.
Pronounce my last name wrong. It's Bandy.
Really? I thought it was Bendy. I'm just kidding, man. Yeah. Anyway. Let's start back with back. I believe it's this month. I don't know when Shane McMahon returned. It was either in February or March. But to be honest, it still was pretty cool to see Shane McMahon return, especially in Detroit. But this time he was not in Detroit. He was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The next day, when he came back, Vince tried to be open arms with him. Stephanie tried to be open arms with him, I think, and that didn't work. Basically, he wanted control of Monday Night Raw, and he knew the problems with WWE that was going on. Obviously, he was told not to mention, well, Roman Reigns being an issue, but I don't think Shane hates Roman Reigns. I just don't think he likes what position Roman is in, but he does give Roman credit, especially when Roman was the one that knocked him out at Survivor Series, which was pretty, pretty intense. Whew. Okay. Let me point this out here. Finn and now. When that happened, I got intrigued back into WWE. I have explained this in many, many competitions that in 2014, I was watching an episode during the summer of Total Divas, and I was like, wow, what is this show? And basically, I was watching it, and I decided to watch some of the episodes at late at night at work. I was cleaning. I was doing a late night shift, and when I was done working, I literally decided to watch a little bit of the TV on there before I had to head back home, and I was watching an episode of Total Divas on YouTube, and it wasn't like, you know, you know, tweaked, but the screen was small, you know, to prevent copyright issues. But I was watching that episode, and it showed The Undertaker losing, and I'm like, what? Yeah, that's when things started to turn around. But I never got back into WWE then. I ended up watching Triple H versus Sting months after WrestleMania 15 happened. And that match, same thing, it wasn't edited, it wasn't hindered to fix copyright claims or anything, but on a small screen too on YouTube. This match was, wow, I liked it. I have not seen Sting wrestle in a while, and since TNA, and this was awesome. And the NWO coming out, didn't know who the New World Order was, basically, but the X coming out, all that, yeah. This is stuff where I don't know what's going on, but oh my God, when I look online, I find out what these two groups were. It's spellbinding. Literally, I find things that are awesome here. It's literally awesome, and I can't imagine where things are going to be great. And to be honest, I don't know where to put it and everything. But, excuse me, I got my cough right now. Yeah, I forgot to put Ember Moon on there. Just put it up, all right? Put it up. yeah, sorry, I had to make a quick cough. It was, at the way end. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm keep going, yeah. Yeah, a little technical difficulties at the moment. But yeah, going back to the story, then WrestleMania 16 happened. Shane McMahon, shortening that, decided to get the, I didn't know what who Roman was. I knew who Triple H was because I played the SmackDown, the WWE games. I knew everybody else, but so watching WrestleMania 32, oh my God, I loved it. A few months later, I find out that some of the matches were horrible, except for the main event, which I did like. I thought it was okay for what it was. Since it was my first time viewing WrestleMania of any kind, it's going to hold a sentimental value to me, like, literally. But would I put it in the top 10? Well, I have watched a lot of WrestleManias so far. No. I would not put 32. I would put it, like, maybe 12 or 13, that's generous right there. That is truly generous right there with WrestleMania 32. And since then, I started loving WWE. Every week on Hulu, at first I would watch it. Then I decided to watch it at 24 Hour Fitness because we still had DirecTV, but we didn't have the USA channel, so I worked out to WWE. So yeah, 3 hours of Raw and 2 hours of SmackDown 2 days later. It was still on Thursdays, even though it was taped on Tuesday. But yeah, so I was enjoying it, watching the pay-per-views. Literally. One time I had to watch, I think it was twice that this happened. I had to watch the pay-per-views at work after I was done teaching kids soccer. I would literally watch the show and wait 2 hours. Actually, I think on Payback, I actually did watch it at my house. I didn't understand what was going on. It was Extreme Rules that I had to watch at work. And yeah, I still enjoyed it. It was still a nice thing. That was when Seth Rollins returned and everything. And then Money in the Bank happened. Roman Reigns gets suspended the next following day. All that and everything. Yeah, but my first Raw was in August of last year, and it was at the Honda Center, and oh my God, a lot of people were cheering for Roman when I was there. Like, when he walked through before he entered the arena, it was actually a pretty cool moment, and wow. I don't know how to put this in ways. I enjoyed it. I got to meet a lot of people. They were nice people. I did tell them that I was a Roman Reigns fan. They didn't mind it. They actually do like Roman. They just hope he turns heel pretty soon. Like, whenever that chance is, they got to turn him heel. But in that arena, I am not kidding. Even though you could tell that what canned cheers and canned boos are, like lowered muting crowds and everything, No one was muting Roman Reigns that night. No, people were cheering for Roman because he basically went after Rusev because people were tired of hearing about Rusev and Lana's wedding. Hey, a lot of us are still single, you know, and some of us don't want to really go to that commitment, so don't rub your wedding in our faces. Roman went out there and basically tore down Rusev and Lana. Everybody was cheering for Roman at the way end. And trust me, that arena was for Roman, by Roman, and everything Roman. I think in certain markets, Roman will be cheered. But, man, that was a cool Raw. What else? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my first pay-per-view, however, was indeed No Mercy in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being there. It was one of the coolest things ever. I got to meet Brian Zane, Steven Larson. Those two guys, I was so glad I got to meet. But, you know, a couple weeks prior to that, I got to, when I was standing in line for The Exorcist at Halloween Horror Nights, I actually saw a lot of wrestling fans wearing wrestling memorabilia and everything. And then when this one guy wearing a Suplex City shirt, and I kid you not, I said to him, Suplex City, the B word to him, because that was Brock Lesnar's tagline. And my God, he was interested. I told him that I had a radio show, and he presented his card to me, and I listened to his pay-per-view reviews. I haven't watched his movie reviews yet, but trust me, I do want to listen to them, because this guy is a great voice person. And before I get to him, I do want to have fun at No Mercy, because there's going to be an announcement at the end of this show, and I'll tell you what that announcement is going to be. And the next pay-per-view I went to was Royal Rumble, and that will hold a sentimental for me because I experienced a good Rumble. Wasn't great, it wasn't bad, but it was still a great Rumble. The one match, two matches that stole this night was Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens and John Cena versus AJ Styles. Those matches were great. The Royal Rumble match, had some good moments, but then we all know number 30. I didn't boo Roman because I'm a Roman Reigns fan. But, you know, I knew why he was there and why it had to happen, because it makes sense. Randy Orton couldn't eliminate Bray Wyatt, because if he did, boo, people would be booing. And, yeah. Then Raw came to L.A. 2 weeks later, and yeah, that's where I went to see Roman again. Roman did a nice spear to Carl Anderson. And, of course, Steven Larson, if you're listening, Roman did not beat the club. They did not beat Gallows and Anderson. Both of those matches ended in DQ matches. One win for them, one win for Roman. And Roman won. Well, no, Roman did not win that DQ match. He was the one that hit the chair on Gallows and Anderson. And I think that's the beginning of heel Roman. Like, literally beginning of a heel Roman. But if Vince is not willing to pull the trigger, then, oh, that will be discussed when we head into the WrestleMania card, you know. The following shows I do listen to this guy who I'm going to mention in a little bit, Two Smarks and a Mark. He recently just did. He also did one by himself about with Clash of Champions. And I tell you, this guy has it. He has it right there. And that is a big compliment I'm giving you, my friend. I really am. And 1 minute to go. And also there's Brian Zane, Steven Larson, Don Tony I listened to, What Culture Wrestling I listened to. I'm going to get into those more next week because I kind of want to save them a little bit later and what my experience is with those guys. And the person I will mention, he will get his own part in the last minute of this show. And ladies and gentlemen, we are about to head into the last segment of the night. And we will be talking about the WrestleMania card, what has been added and what is there. And this will all be here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org.
cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gonna live it up. So
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, that is one of the official theme songs to WrestleMania right there. And you know what? That is how perfect it is for now with WrestleMania. And I will be looking at the updated card right now and still go over my thoughts, but also to criticize certain people that are really mad. Hey, Roman Reigns to get the Undertaker, gonna retire him. You know what? Maybe certain things are not meant to happen, and there's a good reason why for certain things to happen. And I'm looking at the one person over there in the far distance wearing a United States flag on his shirt, and he better listen to what I have to say, because this is true, and it's going to be the hardcore truth, and you're going to have to accept the hardcore truth, all right? Anyway, this is all here on LancerRadioNetwork.org. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's no music right there. Yeah, until the way end. Yeah. Just play the at the way end. At the way end. Yeah, I know. Anyway. PCC Veterans Services strongly encourage all veterans to join the PCC Veterans Club. Statistics show that students who assimilate to campus life by developing associations with like-minded students have a higher degree of success. The PCC Veterans Resource Center offers benefits information, referrals, free tutoring, mentoring programs, and more. Join the PCC Veterans Club anytime in the Veterans Resource Center in Building W, room 108. Ha, ha, ha. And I thought my jokes were bad. Oh, wait, this is wrestling, not Joker, 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 calling Joker, Joker. But basically, let's look at the WrestleMania card right here. And as I'm pulling up, and let's go. And let's see. Matches that are updated at this moment. Well, we still have some matches here. We got Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. That's still not a triple threat match, and I don't think it's going to be honest with you. I don't think they're going to add Luke Harper into this, which is kind of sad, and it has something to do with Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And I'll get into that in a little bit. It's still for the WWE Championship. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar with manager Paul Heyman. That is for the Universal Championship. It's still unclear which of these two matches are going to go on last. There is a big, big rumor which people are not going to enjoy. Trust me, this is, well, not going to enjoy it being the last match because, of course, they're tired of seeing this one dude getting all the main event pushes. Well, in reality, yeah, that is the thing there with Roman Reigns. But it is The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. It looks like at this moment it is going to be third to last, which is not bad, to be honest with you. That's still good. I will get into that match because that is the topic for today's show on this one. There was Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens for singles match for the WWE United States Championship. I think this is where we say goodbye to poor Chris Jericho because he's touring with Fozzy. And I think, you know, the dude has done so much, I think it's time for him to hang up the boots. But I'm not trying to be an anti-Chris Jericho fan. I like Chris Jericho. But, you know, some things are not meant to last. And wait a minute, what's this? News just broke out. Another entrant has entered the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. And everybody in the back over there, you're not going to believe who it is. You're not going to believe it. Yes, Wilbert, you too. Listen, guess who it is. You're not going to believe who just entered. It is Curt Hawkins. Face the facts. Yeah, right. All that hype and momentum, and I schooled all of you guys back there. Yeah. Let's see. Wilbert, I'm going to hold out my finger. I'm going to hold out my fingers, and they're going to detain minutes. How many minutes do you think Curt Hawkins is going to last in the Battle Royal? Okay, tell me when to stop. 3 minutes? That's the facts. Curt Hawkins, a ripoff of Chuck Norris's facts. Yes, I Curt Hawkins, am going to get let go in 3 weeks after WrestleMania, along with Jack Swagger, who's already gone. That's the facts, Curt Hawkins. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't stop laughing. Wilbur, the way you lifted your eyebrow, the way you lifted your eyebrow, though, you looked like The Rock for a second, like literally. Awesome. That's a compliment, though. Yeah, okay. John Cena, Nikki Bella versus The Miz versus and Maryse mixed tag team match. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks. Triple threat that could be included with Nia Jax and Dana Brooke. Well, it depends on how much Vince is really mad at Dana Brooke for botching that one move the week before she turned heel, turned face. And that'll be the women's championship match. Alexa Bliss versus Carmella with sort of manager James Ellsworth still selling the neck injury he suffered from John Cena. Hey, dude, Nikki Bella sells a better STFU than John Cena. Am I right? Am I right? Yes, I am. Because Mr. Hustle Loyalty and Mr. PG right here, Nikki Bella is not Miss Hustle Loyalty and Respect because she wears a tube top that literally reveals less to the imagination. Wow, we are all perverts here. I feel bad. Nah, just kidding. Yeah, so Alexa Bliss, Carmella with James Ellsworth versus Natalia versus Mickie James versus Becky Lynch versus others. I think the next two or the third one, and I kid you not, I think this is going to be the third woman entering in this match. Obviously, I'm going to put out Eva Marie. She's going to come back and do this. I don't know what this match is going to be. I still believe it's going to be a ladder match, the first one for the woman here. Surprising it's going to SmackDown brand, but then again, you have to understand why. Eva Marie is on my list. Naomi is on my list too, if she's cleared to come back. But the third one, I think it's going to be Kelly. I don't know if she's going to go to Raw or SmackDown. At this moment, SmackDown kind of needs one more woman on their roster to even out this thing. Well, it's kind of even now because you have Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Natalia, Mickey James, Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, Maryse, and they got back everybody there. Neville going in as the Cruiserweight Champion versus Austin Aries is next. That's for the Cruiserweight Championship. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, the champion tag team champions for Raw, going in against Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus. This is for the tag team championship match. I already mentioned 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That is Mojo Rawley is in, Apollo Crews, Big Show, and Kurt Hawkins face the Fox. Oh my God. Who gave him that crappy dialogue? I will never know. And Wilbert, you don't have to answer that. Anyway, let's talk about the one match that a lot of people, and we got 4 minutes here, but I am going to point this out and settle the dust here because this is where I removed my mask, which I already did, and I'm just going to explain it. The Undertaker and Cena match should have happened when Undertaker's streak was still alive. Unfortunately, that streak ended because Vince McMahon thought it was the best thing to push Brock Lesnar, when in reality, Brock Lesnar should not be being pushed because he's a part-timer, literally. And he's an endangerment in the ring. He literally doesn't care about what he's doing. He only cares about money. He has a hot wife that we all had a crush on back in the day. Yeah, seriously, I think everybody's favorite crush was either Sunny or Sable. One of those two. You only can pick one. Either Sunny or Sable. And please do not watch Sunny's inappropriate video because no. No. Oh, God. I think Roman Reigns retiring The Undertaker may be the best for business because the thing is, look, I like The Undertaker as many people do, but what happened at the Royal Rumble, seeing videos of it now, it was sad to see this man completely. His health issues are catching up to him. The dude is tall, but when you're tall, you're going to have health issues. And, you know, I wish I had more time not going through the WrestleMania card and everything. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles, but I kind of mentioned that earlier. But I'm just going to point this out. I'm sorry, but Roman is the best option. Cena had every chance. If he is a backstage manipulator. I don't know why he said he wasn't when he did that. You know, I personally think that ship has sailed with Cena and Undertaker. Yes, it was a marquee match. It should have happened, but I'm afraid no. Like, the problem is, I don't think Undertaker can take an AA from Cena. He could take a spear, yes, because it's less dangerous for Taker, but taking an AA from the top rope and Taker's hips breaking right then and there, Cena's going to be remembered as the guy who almost killed The Undertaker in real life, and people will never forgive John Cena, regardless if it's an accident. So, hey, at least you got Roman Reigns to blame, basically, if he injures The Undertaker. But I still personally believe that this is where I don't know what to say. Like, next week I will actually still get into more of these matches. I think I should dedicate the last 30 minutes explaining the outcomes of each match. We are heading close to WrestleMania, so I think it's better if I go through these matches, half of them on this segment and half of them on there. But then again, I don't know. It is one of those big questions, you know. I really don't know what to do here. But, you know, and that ends our show. And by the way, the person that I was leaping off for right now, I did say I was going to give the last minute to him. His name is Mark Flores, and he has his own channel called the Mark Flores Podcast Channel, and it's on speaker.com. And yeah, he reviews the pay-per-views, he reviews movies, he reviews general topics like hip-hop music and a lot of things. And, you know, I just listened to his show, Two Smarks and a Mark. That is really good. Good. And he's going to be my special guest in 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Mark Flores is coming here at Pasadena City College. And this is all. And once again, I'm Joe Stereo. You've been listening to WWE News. And here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Green light, oh, yeah. 'Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
'Cause I'm ready to go.